All right, now let's go into this business of a perfect duplicate. A perfect duplicate, again, is, you might say, creating the thing once more in the same time, in the same space, with the same energy and the same mass. A perfect duplicate is not made by mocking the thing up alongside of itself. That is a copy, or more technically, a facsimile, a made facsimile. Copy and facsimile, by the way, the same words. But a facsimile we conceive to be something, a picture which was taken of the physical universe, and a copy would be something that a thetan, Bonnie's own volition, simply made of an object in the physical universe with full knowingness. In other words, he copied it. He knows he's copying it. A facsimile can be made without one's knowledge by a machine or the body or something of that character. All right. This is a perfect duplicate mechanically, but it is more important to recognize it in the terms of our four categories of existence. It's as-isness. If we can recognize the total as-isness of anything, it will vanish. Sometimes, if it had many component parts, we would have to recognize the total as-isness as including the as-isness of each component part of it. Now, in that lies the secret of destroying actual matter. An actual matter can be destroyed by a thetan if he is willing to include in the as-isness, which he is now postulating toward any object which exists, toward any isness, the as-isness of each component part.